Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, heard here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you all for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. And here we go once again, Roland, with all of that. Let's see what this broadcast delivers.
What?
It's got to do something.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything you'd like.
All right. When I was a little boy, my mother said to me, if you don't have anything nice to say about another, don't say anything at all.
That is true.
Did you ever hear that?
Many times.
Don't you think it's obvious that former Mayor Giuliani didn't learn that?
I think it's a travesty, but that's another point.
What I'm really curious about is, since when is Mr. Giuliani prescient in the mind of President Obama?
Yes. I think that's a statement that got away from him, and like any ill-advised individual, he doubled down on it the second day, and it got worse. And I'm glad it's finally gone away, but it's not over.
No, it's not gone away.
Well, it's not gone away with people like you and I, because I find his comments to be absurd. The fact that he challenges the integrity of the President of the United States at any level is absurd, in my opinion. On that question, he can have disagreements.
Of course he can have disagreements. And that's the nature of our society.
That's correct. But this was well out of turn.
But you know what literally continues to bother me, and that is that our media,
yes,
continues to give Mr. Giuliani and others of his ilk their continuous 15 minutes of fame.
Their platform. And that's
why,
what it's about.
Why do we do that? Why do we? I mean, we're responsible.
I know we are.
And even talking about it right now, I am continuing, we are continuing that 15 minutes.
You know.
But why do we do that?
John Hagar, who I've known for many years, when 9/11 struck, Giuliani was at his very best with great people around him. He did a magnificent job, period. And I had a great feel. I had a great feel for the integrity of that situation, because 9/11 was my workplace. Okay, and I lost it and lost many friends in that disaster, as you know. Ever since that high moment of his life, it's been all downhill, in my opinion. And it hasn't gotten any better.
I think it was starting to be downhill before 9/11, and if it hadn't been for 9/11, Mr. Giuliani would not have retired, or whatever you want to call it these days, moved into a different aspect of his career with the notoriety that he has today.
He left a well-defined individual on the national scene, and now I don't know what the heck he is. And after these comments, I think it's sad. And why we continue to do it, to answer your question directly,
yeah,
I have no damn idea.
Oh, really?
I really don't. I don't.
You know, I often look to you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Not for you, but occasionally for you if you're late.
When you can't find me.
Right. But I look to you for as a paragon,
yes,
of wisdom.
I try.
Of great solace in my understanding of life.
Keep it coming.
Okay. I look for you. No, I don't at all. Actually, I don't look for you at all.
And when I say I've got nothing, then you're really looking for me.
I know. But anyway, I wanted to bring it up.
Your point is well taken.
There are a number of things like that we should bring up every week just to make fun of ourselves and say, what the heck are we doing?
And you know, someone asked me about that very quickly. They asked me, why do you do that? And I said, because we're in this business. This is part of our life. This is part of what you and I have, Ronald and I have done for the last 40 some odd years. Okay,
ooh, keep going.
And I'm stopped at 40. I don't go beyond 40. Well, anyway, okay. Let us continue on. Let's get into this broadcast. We have David Sue with us. We're delighted to bring him on the show momentarily. Let's continue on as we move along.
Isn't that redundant? Continue on.
Well, so one is walking, the other one is running.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. As we continue on, please stay with us. We're back.
Oh, America. Weekend. Minute.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This winter, a free day off from the halls with the yellow walls. The biker completely understands. A free school snow day. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. As a kid at heart, ABM has fond memories of the magic of an unanticipated day away from the hallway passes and cafeteria pizza topped with government cheese. The moment of discovery of a free school snow day never gets old. Nearly every ride on a motorcycle is a bit like a free school snow day. Like a free pass school day, no past, no future. Life on two wheels is totally in the now. Much like a kid's snow day every day. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. Two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you received a compliment and a complaint today, which one would you think about most? In all likelihood, it would be the complaint. Why is that?
According to psychologist Dr. Marlo Archer, humans have a self-preservation system that alerts us to potential dangers in our environment.
Positive interactions don't pose a threat, but negative ones do.
Dr. Archer says you shouldn't ignore the negative comment if it's something you can improve. Just make sure to put it in perspective. After all, you hear hundreds of positive comments every day.
Don't let your self-esteem take a hit when a threat arises. Instead, focus on all the positives to balance the negative. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.